fine crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Amelia, how are you?
Did you say Ari and the Jensens?
Yes, I did.
I didn't know that band existed still.
I think it might be revived for the purpose of that gig, which is exciting.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Love Ari's stuff.
Me too. What's happening in the world of words?
Yeah, we're talking about textile unions today.
Okay.
All right.
How come?
They just do good words.
All right.
They do good words. Basically,
I'm here for it.
We're talking about two popular English words that have their origins in the actions of textile unions.
Okay, so is a textile union what I think it is? A union of people who work in textiles, like fabrics
they
and
do,
stuff?
They do cloths and fabrics,
okay.
You know?
Just checking that was what I was imagining, and it wasn't like some weird code for something else.
Yeah, no, totally. So first we're going to talk about heckling.
Heckling! Oh.
So we all know about heckling because we've been recommended those YouTube videos where it's like, comedian destroys heckler.
Yes. Or you've been heckled when you've done, you know, school talent quest or something.
No,
just saying.
No one would dare to heckle me. That's not true. So heckling originally is talking about wool. So heckling is the thing that you do when you remove the knots from wool.
So is that before you're turning it into spun wool?
It's totally. When you're processing the wool, you need to like essentially comb out the wool and get it into like fine strands so you can then spin those into thread.
Okay, I understand that. That makes sense.
And the people who do that are called hecklers.
So why did that become the word for the guy sitting in the back row who's like, play your hurt? Like,
this joke sucks.
Yeah, how come that made that jump?
So in Dundee, there was a powerful, and this is kind of like pre-contemporary notions of unions, so calling them a union is slightly anachronistic, but it was like a collective society of workers who had joined together in order to enforce their rights.
Mm-hmm. Solidarity.
Of hecklers.
The right to heckle.
And now once you get a group of people together, there seems to be like some kind of, there is power in a union, maybe.
Perhaps.
The people united could never be divided. I don't know. Something happens.
Yes.
And so they started doing stuff like they would get someone to read out the newspaper in the morning and they would all have reckons on it. And so this group of hecklers got extremely educated, and they were also a relatively powerful political force because they were an important group. You know, you can't have textiles without heckling.
Mm. It's still weird because every time you say it, I'm imagining what we use heckling as now, and it's
your ass sticks.
Yeah, literally.
But so they became famous because, like, conservative politicians would go and talk to them, and they would just yell at them.
I like the hecklers.
They would like, so they would not put up with any nonsense from people who would go around trying to win like the hearts and minds and mainly votes of people. Yeah, and so they became, when you're heckling, you're acting like
the
hecklers, like guild, the hecklers union from Dundee.
You can't pull the wool over their eyes, Amelia.
You cannot do it. Give it a go. It's not going to work.
So basically, hecklers unions were, you know, specific. So we didn't have lots of different kinds of unions at that time. Hecklers unions were quite an early union. Is that what you're sort of
it's in like the 18th century. So there are like various like collective groups, but this is kind of like
a powerful one.
You know, industrialization is happening, so you're getting a change in like people's living habits, you know, the material conditions.
The hecklers had something to say about that.
Yes, exactly.
Got you. Okay.
And that's where hecklers come from. Should we move on to the next one?
Yeah, I've enjoyed heckling. Thank you.
Do you know where this one, I think more people know about. Do you know where sabotage comes from?
No, I assume it's a French word.
It is a French word. So I'm going to have to double check this. I think it's in 1801, they invent the Jacquard loom. Yes, it is 1801 by Joseph Marie Jacquard.
Okay, and what is the Jacquard loom?
He's a French guy. Oh, Jacquard looms are absolutely incredible. They've revolutionized the textile industry. Essentially.
Do you have
something to say about Jacquard looms?
No, please carry on.
So, Jacquard looms are essentially run off of a punch card. And so it automated the process of weaving intricate designs. Uh-huh. So suddenly you could have these incredible patterns on fabric, and you didn't have to have incredible weavers and loom operators to do it. You just needed people who could work the machinery, and you would just put in the punch cards. 1801.
That's crazy. That's like precursors to computers almost.
Yeah, it's absolutely astonishing. But do you know what else it did?
What did it do?
It put a lot of people out of work. So this is where the story kind of this is where the story kind of splits in two. So one version, and this is the kind of the cool badass version, is that the loom workers got together and they went in the night.
Ooh.
And they threw their clogs into the jacquard looms to mess up the machinery.
You mean their shoes?
They're specifically clogs.
Wow.
I think if you threw a kid in there, it probably wouldn't do that much. But a clog has got a bit of heft to it. Yeah. And the French word for the kind of clogs that they wore was, I guess you'd pronounce it a sabot. Or a
sabot.
S-A-B-O-T-S.
Oh, so that's how you became a saboteur. Threw your shoe.
You were a shoe,
oh
your shoe person.
God.
Yeah. So the other version of the story is that... is that because there was strikes and stuff, so the textile workers were striking. They were like, we're not going to work if you're going to just make us, you know, operate these looms and you're going to fire all these people. And so they brought in a whole lot of people from the countryside who didn't have the kind of, you know, the knowledgeable ways of the union workers.
Got you.
So the scabs came in, and because they were lowly country folk, they all wore lowly country folk shoes. Which were clogs.
Oh, they were clogs.
They were clogs. And so these people were referred to as...
the saboteurs.
As the sabots. And the reason that it became associated with wrecking stuff and industrial, I just want to say sabotage again.
Industrial debauchery? No, doesn't work.
Clandestine industrial destruction.
Yes.
Is because they were so bad at using the looms, because they were just randos from the countryside. They're like, grab whoever you can. And so if you were someone who worked slowly and poorly and messed up your thing, people were like, oh, probably wears clogs. Probably
a sabot. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I hope it's that they threw their shoes in. I hope that's really where it came from, because that
was
way more fun.
Less likely, but it is more fun. Yeah, it's really interesting. And I mean, I have more stuff to say, but I feel like we've probably run out of time.
Well, shout out to the textile industry. Two great words.
Do you know what's interesting, though? I'm going to say this very quickly.
Yes.
Is that the word text comes from textile.
Ah.
It's come through metaphor. So Quintilian talked about to write something, you should weave together your words like a fabric.
Ooh, I like that.
And that's how we get text from textile.
Speaking of metaphors,
it's all connected, baby. It's like the Matrix.
Someone's texted in about good wool-related metaphors, saying that teasing out the knots in wool, isn't it the same thing? I mean,
yeah totally.
Heckling is like a nice...
The really interesting thing I think about that one is that I was like, heckling has gone in this very roundabout way to mean that. What's happened with teasing? And they're like, nah, it's just you're playing with something and you're like pulling it apart so it just works. I was like, what?
So there are long roads and there are short roads.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you very much, Amelia Discreet. I've enjoyed this foray into the world of textile unions very much.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.